All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
4 o'clock. We're off to a great start with TJ. TJ, we talked earlier in the week, and you said I'm coming in Friday. You're gonna break news. You're just gonna dominate the airwaves.
Oh
no, In all seriousness, I want to start with this before I ask you about Taylor Decker, because we've talked about it today. And I know it's not up your alley. I know you would have preferred a nut draft. The point is,
it's a nut draft.
This couldn't have gone worse. They make the trade with Matthew Stafford. Okay, yeah. We're doing this. Team's winless. Goff is so bad, people want to bench for David Blau. Stafford's an MVP candidate. The Rams look like a Super Bowl team. Every college quarterback who was worth a damn sucks. There's no QBs available now in the top 10. TJ, Sunday is like it's DEFCON 1, isn't it?
It's definitely been worse than I think we all
it's unbelievable.
Pictured. With that being said, expectations weren't really that high to begin with.
You thought they'd have a game, though.
And somehow they're even worse than the low expectations already.
And right, and there's no savior waiting for us.
Yeah, and there's nothing. I mean, look, you look around the locker room, you see guys getting injured every week. You look at the receiver room, the DB room. I mean, there's nobody sitting on the street that you're like, let's just go get this guy and it'll fix everything.
There's not even a quarterback in the draft. My problem.
And we talked about it last week and a couple weeks ago, was if there was a pot of gold at the end of this rainbow,
I could deal with anything.
Hey, play a nice game, great. Okay, whatever. Don't win, right? Let's go get Trevor Lawrence. Let's go get this guy. But since there's not one of those players, it's just a totally different conversation. And I think that you look at the game last week and how bad it was. I mean, how abysmal the offense was. And I think that was the first time for me. We knew they were far away. We knew they were still going to be, a few players away from competing. But I think for me, it was the first time that I realized maybe they're a little bit farther than we thought. And maybe it's going to be a little bit longer than we thought. And that's a problem. With that being said, I don't think there's any, I don't think it's necessary to have a ton of crazy overreactions, right?
No,
when
I'm
you
just
start
saying,
questioning. Right. But when you start questioning.
It's harder than we imagined. And it's like, why did everything have to go wrong?
Yeah,
and nothing went right.
Yeah. And I think when we talked about it before the season, I mean, when you're in a rebuild, there's going to be some pain. There's going to be a lot of lumps. And I think we're just in that. We're in that zone right now.
I wonder what the plan was, TJ. I go back and I relook at it. What was the plan? We all just drunk on Brad Holmes.
They thought there'd be a quarterback this year. If there's a quarterback in the draft to go number one overall, I'm okay. TJ said it. He'd be all right. I would be fine. The fact that every QB launched themselves out of a cannon to where none of them are mocked in the top 10.
The fact that you
can't plan for that.
No, yeah. But you had quarterbacks slide down to your pick.
Oh, here he goes.
I mean, isn't that a Detroit thing, though?
No. But here's the thing.
You finally get the number one pick, and there's nobody there that's worth it.
But no, TJ.
I mean, you look at the NBA.
TJ, you're sitting there at, pick seven?
Yeah.
And two quarterbacks slid.
I know.
They're right there.
And even 2 years ago, with Justin Herbert.
You had the other two quarterbacks.
Now, see, that's the hill I died on, obviously.
But see, this one you won't. Because
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's draft a left tackle to make him a right tackle rather than take the right tackle.
I understood it because I thought they'd want to put a better team.
Yeah, I think we gave them way too much credit, and now we're paying the bill.
Maybe if Sheila didn't let a deadbeat GM take a corner at 3 and they just took a QB.
Yeah.
Okay, so that brings me to this then.
Okay, so what's worse? You took a corner instead of a QB, or you took a left tackle to try to make him a right tackle?
Corner, because you don't take small people up high. Okay. You take big people. You win with big people.
Right, and I can understand taking the O-lineman to build the trenches, right? And when we do get a chance to get
the
right
tackle.
Let's go get the quarterback.
There was a right tackle right there.
Yeah, right there. I get it. And
grabbed him.
Reached out.
David, get the church one, please.
Yeah, listen, and you know what? And actually watching the game from the Cincinnati game, Sewell had the false start. He had the holding call. But you take a look at some of those reps where it seems like he's getting beat on, and you're just wondering what the hell the quarterback's doing.
TJ,
drifting back 12, 13 yards. I'm telling you, I rewatched it a couple times.
This isn't me bashing Sewell. This is me looking at Slater saying, wow. Right.
But Slater's playing left tackle too. I mean, he's been a pretty damn good tackle for the Chargers.
He's going to make the Pro Bowl.
He's been playing pretty damn good. With that being said, though, I understand the plan about building the trenches first. I totally understand that. Look at what Cleveland did, right? I think there's a good example in recent history of them doing that and them having success now. Obviously, you know, the book's still out. It's still out on Baker. Is he going to be able to take him?
I mean, what did Decker do? What did he do? A Jason Pierre-Paul? How the hell are you out for a year with a hand?
I think it – well, and, you know, we'll find out in the next couple weeks if it's going to be a year, but I think that it was probably worse than they originally thought. I thought that maybe they started the clock a little bit too early last week, getting him back in practice.
Re-injury?
It sounds like there was an aggravation along the line. And look, I mean, there's a lot of things that are probably playing into that decision for him not to rush back to the field, right? Long-term injury.
Would you move Sewell to the right side because that's where his future resides so you can develop him?
And deal with it.
Versus throwing away the rookie year. And okay, great, you're playing left, but Taylor Decker's going to be the left tackle.
Yeah, I would. In 2 weeks, if they make a decision in 2 weeks where Taylor Decker's now on long-term IR, he's out for the season, I'd do that 100%.
You move him right.
I would move Sewell back to the right.
Yeah.
Because that's the plan all along.
You have to use this as development time.
And you're not going to develop this great plan of building the offensive line and then all of a sudden give up on it after a year and go get rid of Taylor Decker. You're not going to do that. It's when all those guys are healthy, it's still the strength of your football team.
So, especially if we don't know what his hand looks like.
Right, but if that's your plan long term to have Sewell as your right tackle, you make that all move, right? Especially if you're sitting at 1-7, 0-8. What are we doing? I mean, might as well go get guys' experience of where you see them playing long term.
Can I ask a question without you getting all upset? You have such a propensity to be angry. I understand he is not some wondrous player. But we know that Goff is not the future. Yeah. We know that David Blough is not the future. And I can't explain how anyone's trading for Deshaun Watson considering some of his proclivities. The point is, if there's a third team involved and Tua's going somewhere, if TJ Lang runs the Lions, do you at least call to try to bring Tua here and say, well, we'll try this?
Sure. Why not? What's the price, though? I mean, I'm not giving up a first round for him.
No, why not?
You're giving up the Rams first round?
Yeah, give up the Rams first round.
See, I bet you could. I mean,
I would do a pick
if you want to give up your 2, right? That essentially is going to be a late first round pick anyways. It's probably going to be 33-34.
Right. Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I think, I mean, hey, that's
okay, one less grenade for them to blow their hands off.
Yeah, hypothetically, I mean, it's a good, why not?
You can't keep trotting, and I'm not trying to be unfair. I know this is not a good situation, but you can't keep starting Goff in continuum. Like, it might be early now, but, like, is it unfathomable to think he's benched by Thanksgiving?
But what did you think getting the first overall pick was going to look like?
That Goff wouldn't be by far and away the single worst quarterback in football. Like, it's just – like,
so Gardner, you want him to look good.
Can I give you an example?
Losing.
May I give you an example in your Al Michaels quarter zip?
You go right ahead.
Gardner, you wanted him to look like Stafford.
Gardner Minshew last year was on a 1-15 team. Gardner Minshew was still outperforming a dozen QBs in the league on this god-awful team. I'm not turning him into a hero. I'm saying there was a level that Gardner Minshew was attaining amidst chaos. Jared Goff,
metrically, is by far and away the worst QB in football. Rico, it can't look like this.
Well, and that's a good point.
A loss, though, Mike.
Well, I mean, I know what you're saying, because if you see a guy that's having somewhat personal success, and you say, hey, this is a guy that if Jared Goff right now was, if they were still losing, but he was looking like a top 15, top 10 quarterback, you could say, you could make a point, okay, hey, we get a couple receivers and maybe that's all we need.
But see, TJ, there's the rub. Now you get, well, maybe you just keep him around. Maybe you can build around him. This is what terrible looks like.
But I think that
this is what hot dog water tastes like.
I think that that wasn't unrealistic hope coming into the season. I think there was maybe a small percentage, but a lot of people saying, hey, maybe Jared Goff, he's still young. He's 26 years old.
10-15% shot.
Maybe
we'll
he can come
dice.
In, maybe a new change of scenery, right? Maybe it's that type of guy. Maybe he comes in and reinvents himself.
Maybe his hands got bigger.
Right. Well, okay. Are you going to pay him like a top five quarterback? I wouldn't, but I think there was that hope before the season to say maybe he could be a guy that could get us through the next 2-3 years. And you know what? If he turns out to be a Ryan Tannehill that can manage the game for us and we can put a good team around him, maybe we can go
and
another 4 or 5 years
with him. Look, Rico, you know I don't like I don't dislike the guy. He seems like a nice enough fella. The point is, he's got awful. But Rico, he's been god-awful by god-awful standards. You laugh at the air yards thing. How far do you think his average pass travels, TJ? I have the answer. I just want to know.
I wouldn't say more than 5 yards.
Lower.
3 yards.
3.0.
Yeah.
3 yards a pass ranking. You guessed it. Number 32 of 32. Yeah. Like, Rico, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. This is to a point where you don't play him, you're going to play Blau. That's a road to nowhere. They got to get a QB in here that has even a 10% shot of a future. Have to. Terrible doesn't look like this.
Apparently, this is what they wanted because they had the opportunity to take a QB.
Okay.
He's starting in Chicago right now.
Oh, yeah, and he's looked just fantastic.
But you know what, Mike? You know what? You wouldn't be sitting here saying, we have no hope and we have no future. Would you be saying that? No. No, you wouldn't. You know what you'd say? Okay, you got all these picks. Let's see how Justin looks in a few years. But guess what? You re-signed Goff for another year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.